June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring to you former Texas Rangers pitcher, supporter of charity, our friend, and guy we weren't sure was going to pick up the phone. It is Derek Holland. Good afternoon, sir.
Man, you guys didn't think I'd pick up the phone? I missed you guys.
Come I'm not going to lie. That conversation did take place in the break.
It was my fault, Derek. I did not reply after the last conversation, and I was like, oh, I never confirmed anything, so I did. It's on me. What if he's out there coaching the kids right now? You know, he's coaching the baseball on his phone's in his bat bag.
No, I got home in time. I just wouldn't have been able to drive up in time and get there to the studio. That's the thing. That's what we wanted. That was our goal, is to get me in there, which before the charity event, that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to make my way in there because I miss you guys so much.
I need a Derek hug.
That's nice. We miss you too.
Do you still carry a bat bag?
No, I do not.
You okay. Still carry two
actually,
phones?
You know what? I'm curious what you guys call it, but I carry, as I would call it, a book bag. And I'll just put my gloves in there, a notepad, and that's really it.
Call a backpack.
Backpack. I see the faces you guys make. I'm watching you guys on Twitch while we're talking, and the faces are just puzzling. Yeah, I see you, Kevin.
Okay, well, see, I was trying to decide, is my next question, do you still have two phones? Do you still drink that grass juice or whatever the hell that is? Like, how are things going for you?
Well, I've got the one phone. I do not drink the grass stuff. I'm trying to think of what that was.
It looked like a weird yellow or green thing and like a tiny cup.
It's called healthy, Kevin, is what it's called.
Oh, that was it was a shot. It was a shot of ginger root and cayenne pepper and what was the other thing? Apple cider vinegar, mm-hmm. All mixed in.
Yeah, Kevin never had awesome. A single one of those, I bet.
No.
Yeah.
But I also didn't forget all my stuff going into the ballpark. You know what I'm saying, Derek? All right.
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times.
God, jeez. I'm just kidding. I miss you too, Derek. All right.
Sure seems like it.
All right. 60feet6.org. And I want to make sure everybody understands on the website, it's the numerals 60 and then feet, F-E-E-T, 6, the number again, .org. I know you've got your event coming up at the end of the month, Monday, June 30th at the Diamond Oaks Country Club. Can you tell us how people can get more information or how they can find out or learn more about it? And what are you guys raising money for?
Well, the good thing is it's all for charity, helping kids with cancer. The big thing to get involved, you can either go to us on Instagram or X or just the website as well. Either way. Reach out to us on there if you want to get involved, get a team. It is a scramble format. The big thing I really want to put out there, too, is there's going to be a surprise for me. But 2 years ago, this girl, Ariana, she had brain cancer. And at the time, she was going through the whole process. And when she came to town for my charity event that was in November, she was surprising me that she was in remission, but I was surprising her with getting to shave my head. And once that all took place, we talked about it, and she ended up shaving my head. She thought it was one of the coolest things ever. She was giggling, laughing, took her away from everything. Well, they came back the next year for the charity event. I always try to bring the kids back around and let them share their story and try to, you know, continue to motivate these kids. And last year she didn't get to come because we had found out that she was, the cancer had come back.
Oh, man.
And so she's been dealing with that. And then I just got I want to say it was maybe a few days ago. I got the phone call from them saying that it wasn't very good. Mm. Things were not going well. And I wanted to be able to, as Ariana is here in town, and I'm hoping we can have her at the event, is I want her to be able to see the love and the support that not only my fan base, but the people around and those that are there for her. Let her know that she's not in this fight by herself. You know, we're here to fight with her. We're going to take every step of this with her and let her know she's not alone. You know, we care. We want to do what we can to help her. And that's what this is all about, is not just only helping her, but helping all the other kids that are out there dealing with these issues and try to take them away from dealing with that and let them be able to enjoy their lives and be what they truly are. And Ariana has been an inspiration to me with the knowledge and the attitude that she brings. She is a fighter. She has literally said it. The doctors were supposedly telling her it might not be the best idea to come out to Texas, but she said she didn't care. She was going to do it. She's going out there. She's going to live her life. And well, she's here in Texas. So just please, all I care about, just pray for her. If you can help us out, be a part of the foundation. That's what this is all about, is just trying to help these kids and help Ariana.
Is this the first time you've done a golf outing, Derek?
No, we did one before. It's just been a while since we've done it. It's just so hard because of the weather. Usually I'll do like a concert and whatnot.
Yeah.
We are going to try to do both, is what I've been told.
Nice.
The golf thing is, we just want to see if we can get that going. Obviously the love of golf that I have, they want to try to incorporate that, but it's just the hardest part is, man, this weather. We got to hope for a great day.
Yeah. Now, in the when it comes to that, I know your friend John Daly's been helping you kind of get some things rolling, and what, so you can play in some of these pro-ams and stuff, right? Is that going on?
Yeah, he's helping me out. I've been working with his caddy, trying to get my golf game going a little bit better. It's funny you say that too. He sent out a guitar that's going to be signed by him, and I think it was Kid Rock too. I can't remember who else is on it, but he is bringing that to get that auctioned off as well. Yes, thumbs up to that. That is awesome. That's something that we want to see. But he has been a huge helping hand for me, teaching me a lot of things too. So it's been great working with him.
Have you spent much time with Kid Rock?
I have not.
Okay.
I've seen him. I've talked to him a few times. He was at the last golf outing that I was with. I didn't really get to say much to him, but he was there. I mean, he knew who I was because of playing with Detroit, with the Tigers. He's a Detroit fan. But, I didn't really spend much time with him, and I honestly didn't care. I was really concerned with just getting to play golf.
And if you've ever seen him, he's always ready to play golf. I'm not sure. Derek always looks like he's either ready to go pitch or play some golf.
See, Derek, I always thought when you had the Tommy John issue the last go around, is you were sad about baseball, but you were really devastated about not being able to golf.
No, I was definitely sad about baseball.
Okay.
I don't think I was not. But yeah, golf is just because that's what I was going to be doing once I retired. It was like, I want to continue to keep working. I was getting so good. Well, I should say getting better at golf. And then Tommy John came in and made me take quite a bit of some steps backwards. But no, I really do miss golfing. Pitching. The good thing, I had a lot of fun throwing BP to the kids at Northlake. I do have another opportunity that has come my way, which I'm not allowed to share yet, though, but I will be coaching somewhere else.
Nice.
I'm not allowed to say yet, but that's going to be exciting. I'm definitely pumped about that. Continue to try to help these kids out. I want to try to get kids to get to the next level. I feel like I bring a lot to the table to help them so that they can get going to, you know, get to the goal, the big leagues.
Yes, and speaking of coaching, if you don't cover first base and you cost your team a couple of runs,
man.
Is that like immediate dismissal? Or like, how's that work? What is the fine on something like that, Derek?
Well, let's see. In college, you would be running until you throw up.
Yeah,
is the way I would put it. In the big leagues, that is. I've done it before, and I will never forget that because of Wash. Wash absolutely destroyed me. He just let me have it. I mean, I think every word started with F and ended with a K in there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
At some point, I mean, there's other things that were said, but you know, you got to do your job. That's the one thing. And after I did that, yeah, I know. I see Kevin's trying to figure out what I was trying to say.
Yeah, no, I get what you're trying to say, but you said it ended with a K in there.
I was trying to keep it as like normal as possible, not say too much there.
Hey, you dumb fork, get over here.
It got to the point to where I knew I better cover first base next time.
Yeah.
And I never missed that after that.
And also, I was just kind of curious about this. Your thoughts. When a team isn't hitting, like the Rangers aren't right now, as a pitcher, are you like, I can't wait to get on the mound against these guys?
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, and I'm glad that we're talking about it, is I want to get the fans to understand, you know, you do obviously have a great hitting coach now with Brett Boone getting there. Obviously, you had great coaches before. It's not always going to be the hitting coach's fault. That's the thing, is when guys aren't hitting, it's the player themselves. As a coach, we're trying to get the timing correct. So in that aspect, the hitting is probably a hundredth of a second off of their timing. That's what's causing, you know, the contact that they're getting or the swing and miss, whatever it is. And you also go through a phase to where you're just not seeing the ball very well at all. And you have to kind of work on, you know, basic stuff. I would watch Shin-Soo Choo. He would do a lot of tracking when he was in the cages. Doesn't mean you have to swing every time. It was just more of get that timing, feel it out, and continue to keep working. The other thing that I like to point out, too, is, man, the pitching has been lights out. The pitching's been great.
Yes.
Hitting, obviously, has not been as great as we want it to be. But that's how it usually works. If you think about the World Series team, when they won it in 23, everything was clicking. Pitching, hitting, bullpen, every defense, all of it. It was all clicking. Right now we have the pitching is clicking, but the hitting is not. The defense is clicking. Defense is still making plays. So you have most of the things there. You just need that one last thing. But I guarantee it's going to happen at some point, is hitting's going to take off and pitching's going to fall down.
So I kind of want to ask another question in that vein. I thought Corey's question was really interesting. So I wanted to look at it from the perspective of how you feel as a starting pitcher when your team isn't hitting. Like, I get when you're going up against another team, but what do you go out there and you're like, well, I know I'm going to have to be great because our offense is probably going to struggle.
No, you can't think like that. The main thing is, if you just go out there and do your job, you know that the offense is probably one hit away from taking off. So if I go out there and continue to keep pitching my game and doing my job, I can let that happen and be okay with it, knowing that, you know what, okay, they didn't get me some run support today, so what? But at least I kept them in the game. As long as you can keep them in the game, that's going to keep their confidence going, and they're going to keep they're trying everything they can to get it right. I can promise you that. Yes, it's frustrating as a pitcher when you can't get run support, but at the same time, there's also days where they're going to look at you and be like, dude, we put up 12 runs and you decided to give up 14. Like, what the heck are we doing? So you got to be able to continue to be supportive of them, stay behind them. Don't try to do anything different just because they're not putting up runs. That's the biggest issue, is sometimes you run into it is, oh, I got to be more perfect now because we're not putting up runs, and you end up hurting yourself and creating more of a lead for the other team. Whereas just continue to keep doing what you've been doing the whole time and watch everything unfold.
That's our friend Derek Holland right there. We always enjoy having him around and being able to hang out and talk baseball with him. The knowledge base is phenomenal. It's great to be able to get that. 60feet6.org. You can go there. I just tweeted out a link to where you can go get tickets for the golf outing. Each day, 43 children in the U.S. are expected to be diagnosed with cancer. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease among children, and only 4% of the billions of dollars the government spends annually on cancer research is directed towards treating childhood cancer. So help Derek Holland help out and help make a difference here, because this golf tournament will be a lot of fun.
Yes, it most definitely will. And it's bigger than me. It's bigger than baseball. It's bigger than all that. It's just more about being able to get these kids to see that there's more people in their corner than just their families.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate very much you giving us that baseball insight.
Yes, sir.
And raising money for the kids. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And as always, it's great to hear your voices and see you guys on Twitch.
Yes.
And as Gavin would say, it's pure gold as always.
There it is.
That's nice. All right, Derek, we'll see you in studio soon.
Okay, bye.
There you go. Derek Holland. Right here on 104.3 The Fan, man. He is. I will tell you this. So whenever he used to come in studio every single week, he would get so mad at me if I ever forgot to like push the issue and get Gavin Dawson to say pure gold was all.
He'd be like, you didn't do it today.
We wouldn't have any notes on the rest of the show. He'd be like, what the hell was that at the end? And I'm like, oh yeah, my bad.
That's his favorite line. I get it.
Coming up next, from the NBA to the NHL to college softball, let's talk about all of the finals, and then we will talk with Bruce Bochy. All of it coming at you next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. We're going to talk with Bruce Bochy in just a few minutes, but all of the finals are going down. You had the Stanley Cup final last night. You had game one of the College World Series championship. And then tonight, game one of the NBA finals. Did you see this play in question, Corey? Because I thought the heads up level on this was tremendous.
The play that they just played right there?
Correct.
Yes, I did.
They were, for people who didn't,
okay,
they were setting up for what looked like an intentional walk, and either poor placement on the pitch, or if you think it was a fake out all along. I don't know why that would be necessary with a dominant pitcher against somebody who hadn't had a hit in the College World Series, but she stayed with it, and it was like right down the middle, and she got the hit, scored the runs. Texas is victorious 2-1 in game one of that best of three series, game two tonight.
Okay, there you go.
All right, so are you're rooting for Tech, right?
I am rooting for Tech because of our friend.
Yes, I am also rooting for Tech.
Mike was supposed to go to Tech.
That's true. Did you see the sweet
and Joey McGuire, our friend,
swag that Patrick Mahomes got them beforehand?
Oh, dude, is he like an attorney governor?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Something for them. What are they called? The assistant GMs or whatever?
More likely the second one.
All right.
I'm not familiar with him becoming the attorney governor of Texas Tech yet.
Okay.
I didn't know if he
was announced as one of those assistant GM roles.
I don't know. He doesn't seem to need it. He's like, either way, I'll support the hell out of you guys.
That's got to be like, and you know, his wife supports women's sports. Like, that's a big deal for her. But that's got to be really awesome to know, hey, man, somebody like that cares like that.
For sure. And so they got the personalized Adidas Letterman jackets with their respective numbers on the back, their respective numbers on them, and then the Mahomes logo man patch on the back in the red and black. They also got matching Adidas red and white tennis shoes that look like they could work for the Chiefs or Texas Tech. It's just really cool knowing that, like, one of the best and most famous athletes on the planet went to your school and he's like super invested in winning, right?
He loves sports. Like, that dude absolutely, think about it. He's at the Mavs games, and now I know whenever they got the number one overall pick, he was stoked about that too. I thought he was leaving us because of Luka. You know, like, I thought that. And then he was like, no, like, I'm still a Mavs fan, and now they got the Cooper flag on the way.
Yes.
So, or the kid from Duke.
I think we can say Cooper flag, right?
You know what? I don't want to.
Okay. You don't want to jinx it.
I don't want to risk it.
Actually, given the way this franchise runs, that's a fair point.
I do not want to risk it.
All right, the kid from Duke. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead and give me cut number 6, if you will, because I want to also go back to the Stanley Cup Final.
Oilers move in left to right, capping it to the net. McDavid out front. Shooting and scoring. Matias Ekholm ties the game. 3-3. Brand new hockey game.
Now, they would go on to win that game 4-3, but I want to turn your attention to master of promotion, John McEnroe. So, tennis has also been on the Turner family of networks, and that's the same. TNT had the Stanley Cup Final. It was going to be on Max and everything like that, and Ryan Anderson is doing his best to hype up to when you should have tuned in last night. John McEnroe, he needs more information.
But that Stanley Cup Final, does that start at 7 Eastern or is that the Eastern pregame show?
That's when you want to start watching at 7 Eastern.
For the buildup. The puck drops when?
No.
I'm sorry, yes.
We're going to hold that information.
9:30 it's then.
He's right. He's right. Hey,
okay.
How many times you turned on and they're we're going to talk for 16 minutes. You're like, that's a weird number. And then they're like, now we got to do 17 minutes of national anthems.
Look, I will admit, I have been burned by plenty of playoff games where you turn it on at the designated start and broadcast time. And they're like, countdown to puck drop is 19 minutes. And you're like, what? I could have finished, like, I was watching something else or you were doing something else and I just needed that 19 minutes back. And so I really wish. All right. That would have helped. So you're on Team McEnroe
on this. I'm right there with him. Okay. Dude, I'm always so confused. You look on ESPN.com.
Yep.
And it says 7 Eastern.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'll flip it over then. And then you flip it over there at 6 p.m. here, because that's what time 7 Eastern is here,
that's
Kevin.
True.
And you flip it over, and you're like, all right, sweet, let's watch this game. And they're like, this is P.K. Subban talking with Wayne Gretzky a little bit longer.
See, I think...
Actually, it's not them. That's TBS. But Gretzky was on there last night.
Yeah, family networks. I feel like I sympathize with Brian Anderson here, because this felt like Mike whenever we promoted something, and he was like, oh, they're probably going to lose. And you're like, man, I get
you, Mike. Please just like make this sound good?
Or when we did the Cowboys ticket giveaway, and he goes, remember, you have to take the tickets. You can't give them back. And you're like, dude, come on. Like, this should be the simplest thing in the world. And I bet that's what he's thinking. He's like, come on, McEnroe.
It's a funny joke, though.
It is.
It was a funny joke, even though it was kind of brutal.
Now, along with the Stanley Cup Final, Corey, you sent this to me, and this is very amusing. I thought you sent me two different articles with the Florida Panthers fans and the Edmonton fans, but apparently
it's not. I didn't send two different articles?
I only got the Florida Panthers.
Oh, crap.
Fans.
Yes, there was. Dude, listen okay. to me, though. Nobody knows the Edmonton fans. That is a reality.
Because you sent the same one twice then, right?
Yeah, sorry.
And the first person who popped up was Ariana Grande. And I was like, I feel like a lot of people know who that is because I thought that was an Edmonton fan. But yeah, the fans, the super fans that USA put out the article for, Ariana Grande, Josh Gad, Tua, Brooks Koepka, Lexi Thompson. And so I was looking at this list and I'm like, I don't know, Corey. Those people all seem pretty recognizable. And then I went back up to the top and I was like, okay, those are Florida Panthers fans. So the Florida Panthers fans have tons of super fans.
Right. Yes. No, they actually do. Florida Panthers group is pretty strong. The Edmonton fans are all Canadian people, and I don't know who they are. Like, one of them is a Canadian male figure skater, and I was like, that dude.
Is it Brian Boitano?
It was not Boitano. Oh. Wasn't he American?
Oh, that's a good point.
But it was some dude that I was just like, that guy's hair looks like it's from the 80s. And he definitely was from the 80s. And so, like, that was the thing that stood out to me. I'm sorry I copy and pasted the wrong one, Kevin. My apologies. But again, it wouldn't matter anyway because you wouldn't know who any of the people
are.
Maybe just Nickelback. Like, that was the only one that
okay,
might be.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do you think otherwise there's a bunch of, like, fringy CFL players?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Now, let's go from that to the NBA. The NBA Finals start tonight. Oklahoma City against Indiana. And I want to go to cut 12 real quick if we can. And you brought this again to our attention. Rick Carlisle talking about the conversation of people like, oh, really small markets in the finals.
As far as the markets, you know, I understand that there would be concern for, you know, how many people would watch because they're smaller markets. But if we're celebrating the game and we're putting game above all, which was one of the things that Adam Silver said when he became commissioner, then it really shouldn't matter. You know, it really shouldn't matter. And so I know that we're going to do our very best to represent our city, our state, at the best possible level. You know, Thunder will do the same. But this really, hopefully, is about the quality of the games. And, you know, we got our work cut out for us there.
Okay, so I think his point is really well made. I just think back to the last World Series where it was the star power and market size that drove the way. And don't get me wrong. Yep. Halliburton is making his way, and I think Shea is a high-level star, but it's not the same as if either you would have gotten LeBron or New York, or honestly, I think even Anthony Edwards, though some people might dispute that. But I think about last year's World Series, and you had the two biggest names, Judge and Ohtani, and the two biggest markets, and that drove the way.
Yeah, I think because this is going to be very good basketball. That's what I think really needs to be highlighted. And that's why, Kevin, I think that people who look at it and go, there's not enough stars in this, are going to miss out on a really good series. Now, you think it's a sweep in three.
No, I said in five. That doesn't mean it can't be a good series. But you brought up the person this morning, I think, is a perfect example of that.
Siakam?
Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
He played phenomenally in the Eastern Conference Finals, so much so that he juked out his own teammate when it came to winning an award. But I feel like...
Dude, think about that, too. I'm pretty sure that Halliburton had a 32-point, 15-rebound, 12-assist, 4 steals,
and
three blocks game.
Yes,
and still didn't win MVP of that series.
He had one clunker in the middle that probably ended up costing him. But Pascal Siakam is a great example of a player that just like a regular kind of casual, not even basketball fan, but casual sports fan, might not know who that is, and he's a damn good player.
Yeah, and that's why I think that Rick Carlisle can extend the series. I think that he will come up with a plan that will switch back to, okay, they've done this, we're going to do this, we're going to counter it. And Rick Carlisle, we've seen, there was a window, it was about 13 years, that he did poorly with a lot of really good players on his team. But other than that, he did win a championship that nobody thought they could win. Nobody thought they could run that gauntlet to get there to win that title. And Dirk obviously was on that team.
Right.
But this Oklahoma City team that they're about to play is, they're built, we just discussed it, they're built for 10 years. They're built for a long period of time. And Kevin, it makes Texas a very daunting place to come to in the future with Wemby and what the Mavericks are building, and them also.
The Rockets are already good. That's one of the reasons I think I trend pretty heavily towards Oklahoma City in this series, is because Indiana won't have a defined, if at all, defensive advantage. And I think Indiana, they play really good defense. They've been able to kind of like, you know, choke out some opponents.
They play at a pace too that's just, is fast. And,
yes.
And that's what forces those opponents to keep up the same pace with them. But Oklahoma City's built for the future here. They really are. And they're here already, on top of what I think you have in Indiana. Again, I think this is really good. It's going to be really good high-level basketball with a lot of young future stars as well.
From the 6-8-2, I think Rick and Indiana win the series in six. Now, Corey, you said you disagree. I'm going to put it on record, Oklahoma City in five. What do you think?
I think Oklahoma City in six.
Okay.
But that's a long enough series for me to be very excited about too. I'm very fascinated by what happens in game one.
Look,
game one is, I think this is not going to be one of those where each quarter you're just like, man, that was a good basketball quarter. I think you're going to be gassed. If you're really paying attention to these games, I think you're going to be gassed by them.
You know, RJ said something this morning that he believes the Pacers are going to win, and perhaps is putting his money where his mouth is. And look,
I think they have a real shot to do it.
If that's the case, I would encourage people who are into such things to put your money down on Indiana, because you can get more than 4-1 on your money if you think Indiana is going to win this series. So, like, tonight is a great example. Oklahoma City has started game one as a 9.5-point favorite. So that gives you an indication of, like, the bettors thinking this is lopsided. It's the most lopsided betting odd NBA Finals in 7 years. So if you think Indiana is going to win this series or has a real shot to win this series, I would advise you that the value is there. All right. One more basketball note for you. And I know it will depend on what the person said, but right now it's a curse word. The WNBA said they're not going to end up bringing any charges, like league charges, not legal charges. But a Seattle Storm coach was reportedly accused of cursing at an opposing player, leading to a complaint. Does that feel soft to you? Like, I know we've talked about, like, hey, you can't be throwing out racial slurs and all this other idiotic crap. But if another coach, and I don't know exactly what was said, but if another coach is chirping at you like, you effing suck, mm-hmm. or like two, I would assume, gamesmanship, is that something that needs to even be investigated? Like, they did, and they said, like, yeah, nothing.
Is this the Wake Forest coach?
No. This is about the Seattle Storm.
Gotcha. Yeah. In that league, I don't know, man. I do think that there should definitely be conversation consequence from a coach saying something, because the coach is supposed to really set the tone for that locker room too.
Yeah.
And I think they have a standard they should be held up to as well. I mean, this goes back to the Wake Forest coach saying something about a player that was on the mound, and he called him the double F word.
And at least with that, I get more, because, like, theoretically, they're not adults, although I guess once you're 18, you're supposed to be an adult. But I'm like, if you're still in college, I don't really think of that person as an adult.
Yeah, I'll be honest. But even still, I think you should go ahead and submit the box of words that shouldn't be said on the court, or submit the box of words that just have no place in the game.
That's probably not a bad idea.
And can we all agree on those? Probably not, because some people are like, that didn't offend me, but I get it. Like, it's a weird world.
Different people are offended by different things. One more quick basketball question for you. Do you agree with Draymond Green's contention that it's better to lose in the first round than it would be to lose in the NBA Finals?
I don't.
Okay. Can you tell me?
I would rather be in the NBA Finals every time. Now, I also haven't heard his complete explanation on why, but I've had friends that made fun of, like, OU gets to the national championship against LSU and USC and loses.
Yeah.
And my UT fans are going, they're going nuts. Ah, ha, ha. I'm so glad it wasn't us. I'm like, you weren't in the game, though. Like, you didn't even get there. You weren't good enough to be there. So I would rather be there and have lost it than to have lost in the first round. Although I guess he's kind of saying there is about 2 months there that you could go enjoy your life.
See, and okay, that's true. But I was also kind of thinking it from like the seriousness of a heartbreak. Uh-huh. Like if you broke up with somebody and you're like, oh yeah, it was something, but you know. Versus, oh my God, that was like the love of my life. And that's what I was thinking, is I wonder how much, I mean, not wonder, we've seen our teams lose a lot, but how much more it hurts when you lose at the very end than if you would have lost. Like, I know now we won the World Series, so it's okay. But how much more did that World Series loss hurt in 2011 than if you would have got bounced?
It sticks forever.
Yeah, if you would have got bounced in the wild card round. Like
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, I don't think about 2015-16 perpetually. Do I think about Toronto fans pouring beer on kids? Yes. But I don't, like, perpetually get stuck in that mode, whereas the World Series, I think about that a lot. Or at least I used to before we won the World
Series. I'm actually okay with thinking about that a lot and the heartache. Because I've said this for a long time, I don't think you can have the glory without the heartache. And I think the heartache makes it even sweeter. I've always felt this way. This goes way back to Kevin. There was a time where I did a 5-minute podcast into a recorder underneath a blanket in my house.
Ooh,
because I was like, this
was
is
it
how
the Corey Major show?
It was the Corey Major show. But I was basically just practicing. That was what my teachers at UNT said. Hey, do anything you can to practice. So I would take a recorder. I'd go in. I'd write up a little script, and that prepared me for this. And in one of those things, I think I still have the audio. I did this line of, you have to go through these kinds of pains and it's going to be good on the other side. And now, I mean, now history, Kevin, Dirk wins.
Yeah.
After everything you went through, how awesome.
Yeah.
We had all these things, all these stories we could go back to because of it. And same thing with that. So if you're the Bengals and you lost and you never get a chance to win it again, or if you're the Bills
yeah.
and you just have to continue going through that. I'm out on that though. I'm perfectly okay going through the experience of losing at the very last part, because there was only one team better than us. There was only one other team that was better than us, and they got us in this series.
Yeah, no, I think I'm inclined to agree with you, but I was at least somewhat intrigued by his hypothesis. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, We're going to switch to, it starts with football, but it can honestly be about a lot of different things. Do you notice when a player has bad body language, and what impact can that have on the rest of the team? Now, your guy, Ben Johnson, he brought this up talking about, was it DJ Moore? I think it was DJ Moore.
Yeah.
And talking about like poor body language already, which, you know, like that'll probably let you know things are different here already. If you're like, it's freaking OTAs, and your coach probably just stares at you. It's like, yeah. And so he told DJ Moore, just don't do it. Just keep it inside. Talk about it later. Don't put it on film. Don't put it on TV. And he said he was working with the players, educating them about what the coach expects with their body language. So I wanted to start there, but it's not necessarily just about football. But do you guys notice when a player has bad body language, and what impact do you think that could have or does have on the rest of the team?
Absolutely. I think we see it all the time. You know whether your player's into it that night. Kevin, let's go to the Stars.
Yeah.
How many of the games did we game five?
Yeah.
That body language, I told you that day, you said, hold on, so you think by the end of the first period we'll know? And I was like, absolutely. And by the end of that first period, they showed you they did not care to win that game.
Yeah.
And then
they changed their mind. And then they lost.
Because they were like, screw that. We're going to fight against DeBoer for Otter. And then they realized they had already given up the booty too early in the game.
Yeah.
And you saw it multiple times throughout that series. I think Luka has terrible body language. Whenever everything's... Now, he goes back out there and is like, screw it, I'm going to go beat you because that's Luka. But I think people around him saw it. And if anybody wants to disagree with me, we can go back and watch Luka games. He has bad body language. He lets his emotions show too much. That's the thing that I think that Ben Johnson really is dialing into is, I don't want you to show your emotions too high or too low.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anybody to know anything about you. I want the opponent to look at you and go, I have no clue. They're looking right through me every time. And that was a Cowboys offensive line when they lost the Packers that year. That's what they were. You're a nameless, faceless opponent. And I don't care who you are. I'm running through you. And that's ultimately what you want your team to do. And that body language of it lets the opponent know what you think of the moment. Damn, he just beat me. My shoulders are slumped.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the opponent's thinking? I got him. I got him whooped. I'm beating him right now, and he knows it.
See, the example I immediately thought of was CeeDee Lamb in that playoff game when the connection with him and Dak just wasn't there.
Jumped too quick.
Yeah, and it did show like Dak looked like Dak usually looks, like stoic. I mean, he has lots of thoughts inside, but he looked, you know, just regular. And CeeDee Lamb looked like he was like, this situation sucks. We're not going to win.
It looked like he was arguing with them, although maybe it was just animated conversation.
Sure. And sometimes that passion leads to that, right? Because body language can also, I know, like I immediately thought about it as sad body language, but it can be like aggressive or angry body language. And because I felt like people broke that down with Dez like again and again and again. They're like, see right here, he's just a team player. And other people are like, no, he hates the team, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. And like, I feel like that got broken down ad nauseum and he got kind of tired about it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan brings you our discussion with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How we doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Now, I wanted to go back on a couple of things for Kamar Rocker's start last night and just get your general philosophical opinion about, does his repertoire have to expand beyond just like two main pitches if he's going to be a successful starting pitcher?
Yeah, you know what? I'll say this. He's got two different breaking balls. It does vary the speeds a little bit. You get the hard one. He was throwing one at 91, 92, and so everything was hard. Later on, he did mix in the slower one. So, and he's got a change up. Yeah, that's going to be part of his growth is, being able to vary speeds a little bit. I mean, you watch DeGrom, you watch Nate, Eovaldi. I mean, these guys, they have big arms, but they also, have other pitches that they use that to get them off everything being real hard. And so anyway, yeah, that's going to be important for him to be able to recognize when it's time to, you know, flip a curveball over or just get him off your hard stuff. He's got great stuff. I mean, with that stuff he had last night, you know, it's hard to believe he gave up 5 runs. Now he shot himself in the foot. And that's the other thing he's got to get so much better at, the peripherals that need to improve, you know, around the mound. I'm talking about holding runners, the little things, getting over to first, just, you know, filling his position. We call it PFP. And I can tell you, nobody works on it harder than we do in the spring. And but, you know, that's a little bit of a lack of experience. You know, he missed a lot of time with the surgery. Hasn't had a ton of innings in professional ball, but that's a big part of the game, especially I think in today's game. You get so many close games, and so those things have to get better too.
Yeah, we actually during spring training got to see a little bit of those PFPs. Yeah. It is exhausting. I that part of it though, he hasn't played a lot of pro ball. Is it fair to say that that he's kind of learning on the company dime on those? And y'all have the patience for that, or is there something else that he needs to go get that extra experience?
Yeah, well, these are things we're talking about, but yeah, you know, when you have injuries, you know, sometimes you're kind of in a box a little bit. Sure, ideally, we would have liked him to have another start down there, get stretched out to where he could go 85, 90 pitches, you know, to get a little bit more comfortable on the mound. You go out and throw four perfect innings like he did to start before. Well, he never had to throw out a stretch or anything. But, you know, that's a big part of a pitcher's job is old runners, the way guys are running now. And that's an area where I think Leiter has made a ton of improvement. And so, yeah, it's going to get better. You know, you learn from your mistakes. But, you know, this is something that, you know, the game awareness part, that's such a huge part of our game, and he'll get better. We'll keep working with him.
When you see Wyatt Langford make the amazing leap to avoid a tag, are you impressed and at the same time maybe a little nervous, like, oh my gosh, that is really high up in the air?
Yeah, you know what, you're right. You know, I talked about that last night, and it was impressive, and what a great photo. I bet he's going
yes.
to a few thousand of those people that want him to sign it. Just as we saw it on the scoreboard. I mean, I said, that's a beautiful pick there. But I was nervous because if you don't land on that bag right, you know, you snap an ankle, and that's the last thing we want to see what happened. He just showed his athleticism there. But still, you land just a little bit wrong, and I've seen a lot of times in our game where they hit that bag, where they're jumping for it, trying to leg out an infield hit or something. And that's when that happens. And you're right. He was way up there. So thankfully, he landed right in the middle of the bag. I'm not sure how they miss him.
By the way, how's Evan Carter's face doing? I'm trying to figure out how that ball skipped off the wall and got him like that last night.
Yeah, no, he's doing fine. We're going to, you know, obviously, you know, work him in. I think it's just going to get better with him, you know, with time. At the same time, we want to monitor his workload and keep Osuna involved, and so you'll see a bit of a rotation at times with Dolly and these guys looking at who we're facing, matchups and things like that. So, but no, he's doing fine.
When you mentioned Adolis Garcia, I was really curious, like, when mechanical changes get brought up, like I know Chris Young had talked about that, what all does that entail? And then also, how has Adolis Garcia's attitude been, like mentally, during all of this?
Yeah, well, he's worked so hard on trying to get himself back to where he was in 23. And I do appreciate athletes who are, you know, always trying to improve, and you have to give him credit for that. He was trying to, you know, get back, you know, to being, you know, a guy that can handle, you know, all four quadrants. And he got a little concerned with the top quadrant, which he, you know, that's an area where he needs to get a little bit better. But I'll say this, his attitude's been great. He knows he needs to tweak some things. We're trying to get him more athletic. He became robotic up there. It's kind of like a golfer, you know. I don't know if you guys play golf, but sometimes you get 100 swing thoughts in your swing, and that's kind of what was going on with him. He had his foot tucked in, toward his back foot, his front foot, and he was closed off, and he had all these things going through his head, and that was, to me, getting in the way. So we have our hitting guys working with him now. You know what I mean? Hired his own guy. We have our hitting guys with him, trying to free him up, get him back to, being the athletic player that he is, and so he could get off a swing that was more like the Garcia that we know, and just, to clear his head. And this was, but it's about production, and that's always going to be there. We need to score runs. So, from here on out, we're looking to playing guys that will, find a way to help us put some runs on the board. And so he knows that. All the guys know that. And he's worked hard, and I think his at-bats have been better. He's going to play tonight. This guy's a reverse split guy, and so I will be playing him tonight.
Boach, the other night during the rain delay, I kind of started thinking, I'm sure the guys are, hydrating, staying loose and trying to figure things out. But I started thinking about when I was a kid, I had a video, and it was Rick Dempsey and Sammy Stewart. Where Rick Dempsey was dressed up as Robin Yount, and Sammy Stewart was dressed up as Jim Palmer, and they were doing a fake game on the tarp on the field. And Dempsey's all sliding around and everything. And I was thinking to myself, those days are over, aren't they? Will there ever be a day where that kind of entertainment will be able to come back, or is the money just too big?
Well, you never know, but the money. I mean, the risk of somebody getting hurt doing that. Yeah, that's why you're probably not going to see it. But there's still enough crazy ones out there that will go ahead and do it and entertain. And there were some good ones. And Dempsey, he did a great one, didn't he? Piazza, he did a great one too. But you know what? I kind of enjoyed the rain a little bit. I went to high school not far from here, a couple hours across on the other side of the state in Melbourne. And Florida rain feels pretty good.
Interesting. it's a weird phenomenon for Tampa Bay, which also had a dome like the entirety of their existence. And now they have to deal with rainouts. That feels like a weird shift for the team, for the management, for the fans.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that was never even discussed. But, at the other part, but you saw what happened when they had a lot of rain and wind and now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so used to it here. It rains every day, pretty much. Usually a little shower around 4 o'clock. But they do a great job here. And, I thought the tarp guys did a nice job, kept the field in good shape. So it was all good. It wasn't too long a delay.
I know it's a short sample size, and so you can't really necessarily take anything from just the statistics, but Alejandro Osuna wowed us all in spring training. What have you thought about how he fits in and how he looks at the big league level for you guys?
Yeah, he gives you good at-bats up there. He's got good discipline. He has a knack of adjusting on the fly. What I mean, where the pitch is, he's got very good, as they say today, bat to ball skills. But he puts it in play, and he's pretty good on the off speed pitches. Uses the whole field. Eventually, he's going to be driving the ball. He's going to have some power. It's there. You see it in batting practice. But right now, he's doing something we kind of need. As line drives, hopefully, in the gaps or, over the shortstop, second baseman's head. I think he has done a nice job. He's handled himself really well and does a good job in the outfield. He's a good base runner.
The All-Star balloting opened up yesterday. I'm curious your thoughts for contemporary baseball players and guys in your clubhouse, how big of a deal it still is to get selected and voted for the All-Star team.
Oh, it's a huge deal. Yeah, it still is. A lot of pride involved. I could tell you, players throughout the league, that's something they want to happen. Some of them are rewarded very nicely, too, for making it. So there's incentive there. But, know, it's still, to me, the premier all-star event in all of sports, and you know, with how it's done. And so, yeah, we got some hitters got to pick it up, though, if they're going to make that team.
But on the pitching front, and I know that process is a little bit different. I feel like Jacob deGrom's got lots of accolades throughout his career. Obviously, Nathan Eovaldi, huge in winning us a World Series. What do you think about the all-star case of Tyler Mahle?
Yeah, no question. You know, I felt horrible when we gave up his three runs, and they were earned runs. I mean, man, we talked about, you know, the line score was not indicative of how he threw the ball. And, you know, there wasn't a ball after he left or left the infield, and all the runs scored. And so, you know, that inflated his ERA a little bit. But, I mean, the consistency of this man, he certainly deserves to be in the mix.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir, and best of luck this evening.
All right, guys. Thanks for your patience with me. You know, these losses get you distracted a little bit, but I appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely. See you later, Boach.
Go get some wins.
We'll see you.
There you go.
There you go. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. And yes, like other people said, I do think when he said showed his athleticism, I think he was about to say showed his ass.
I don't think that's in his vernacular, Kevin.
Oh!
I think he's too good for that.
Oh, man. Except to umpires. With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Oh, my gosh. A zebra on the loose. Next in The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.